Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. For more on our 2021 offers, contact your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. 51551 is our text number. We've been contacted in the last few minutes by Mara Nidushani. Mara, good afternoon.
Hello, Joe. How are you?
You are listening to the news at one. What exasperated you?
Well, initially yesterday when I listened to Aidan O'Riordan at an Oireachtas committee meeting on education, and his suggestion about giving an extra day and a half off to the teachers that they were stressed, it annoyed me. Then Claire Byrne this morning had the guy from the TUI on, and he explaining why exhaustion and being stressed. And then I just it just really put me over the edge and got me emailing you then when I heard Brian Dobson. I said, is this the 1st of April? Teachers are exhausted and are looking for an extension to the Christmas holiday.
Well, it's one. Now, in fairness, it's one group of teachers. It's the TUI, their second level union, representing, and they say teachers are exhausted. They need an extra Christmas holiday. They also said this would help in terms of quarantining young people who may want to see older relatives or grandparents over the Christmas period. And they say serious consideration should be given to closing the schools early on Friday, the 18th of December, I presume, for 2 weeks.
Yeah, but actual quarantine, I'm a retired nurse myself. I have an awful lot of colleagues that are still in the working field, and they're working 12-hour shifts. Some of them have got COVID. Some of them had to isolate. Mm-hmm. Some of them, their spouses couldn't go to work. Their kids couldn't go back to college. Their kids couldn't go to school. They're in second level as well. And the TUI aren't medical experts. The TUI, a kind of a quarantine. Quarantine is not 7 days. Quarantine is 14 days. So this is going to send out the wrong message to people, saying it'll be okay. We can go on quarantine after the 7 days. It's either quarantine or it's not, and you have to be led by the public health
expert. Leave out the quarantine just for a sec, Mara. What do you think of their argument that they're looking for extra holidays at Christmas?
Don't think so. What about the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker? A lot of people have changed their work practices. You have the guards, they've changed their working hours, their shifts, which is a big thing. And you've had healthcare staff, you have people that have been in the hairdressing salon, have a niece of hairdressers, and they've changed and they put in expense and shut down again. They've all taken, they're all stressed, they're all exhausted. Mental health problems, I'd say, are on the increase from what I'm hearing anecdotally. And the book won't be written until 2-5 years on from this, when we see. So teachers are just going to have to take it on the chin. The TUI, second level teachers union, had 3 months off in the summer to recuperate from their change in work practices, dealing with students online or whatever, where it was available.
Since March.
Now, I know they go into a classroom, but they're not there for 8 hours of the day. They go in for an hour, they come out, they have 5 minutes change before they go into the next classroom. They have an hour's break. I mean, look, it's just not on. But what this is going to do to, I'm the mother, my son, he's doing his Leaving Cert in, he's one of the Leaving Certs 2021. I mean, that's where I'm coming from as well. He's had 2.5 months of disruption. His teachers, his school, fair enough, they were good, but there's nothing like that one-on-one, and especially his languages, his oral, that's all going to suffer. Now, he knows what he wants to do. He's not going to be a doctor or a physiotherapist. He wants to be a musician. So he's kind of minding himself. But I just think this is crazy. Is this the start of what's going to happen for the Leaving Certs 21?
Well, Mara, is it the start of, from what you say, and your point, I think a lot of people say, is a very strong point about frontline staff are wrecked. And they've been on their shifts all year. But do you think if the government concede on this one, there'll be a domino effect?
There is going to be a domino effect. And next thing, it'll come into state exams or whatever. I mean, at the moment...
No, I mean a domino effect in other professions. People arguing like you've argued. Yes. Hang on a minute. If teachers it's a very difficult job, but it is one union only. The primary school teachers, who you could argue, given they work non-stop, and I know a lot of them are starting at 20 past 8 just to stagger the children into the class,
so to speak. And the children aren't wearing masks and things like that. It's harder.
But it's one union that's called for. But my point is, if they get it, does it mean that nurses say, would say, hang on, we need an extra, we don't have 2 weeks at Christmas or anything like it, but we want 2 weeks at Christmas. Do you think there'll be a domino?
I think there should be, and there would be, and why not? I mean, there's no sense to say, like, the only thing, I mean, practically, they cannot reasonably sort out and give leave to healthcare staff. They haven't enough at the moment. At the moment, nurses are being denied their annual leave. It's been put on hold, or else they've been, when the numbers were low, they were kind of forced to take it. Their childminding arrangements and everything have all been up in the air. And the nurses went out and striked about a year or two ago. They got this pay, they never got the pay rise. So anyway, if you were to give, in lieu of the day and a half off, give them a pair. It's no good with tax and everything. It's no good to them. And then what are people, if they give the teachers this time off, the TUI, the Pacific Union, and people have are dependent on that for doing collections from school and things like that. It's just thrown everything up
okay,
in the air.
Okay, this is what the General Secretary of the TUI, the Teachers Union of Ireland, the second level Teachers Union, Michael Gillespie said when talking to Claire Bourne this morning.
Teachers and students, I've never seen them so fatigued and almost burnt out. There's a lot of tiredness, anxiety, and we're talking about Monday and Tuesday, which is really a day and a half in most schools. But the advantage would be that if they finished on the Friday, they'd have the choice of isolating then before the big day, which is the following week, Friday, Christmas Day.
Tiredness, burnt out, fatigued. The Monday and Tuesday is only a day and a half anyway in school terms.
It's only a day and a half, but second level, you have kids aiming for state exams. We all know there's going to be a rocky road coming up to the state exams next year. Coming next February, March, we're going to have orals, whatever practicals. Things have been changed around at the moment, which have been fairly good. But I can't see a lot going ahead. But tiredness, fatigue, we all suffer from tiredness, fatigue. I mean, look, they need to get a grip. This is just not a runner. And for children that have lost out in their senior cycle as well, like you had the 5th years this year, the 6th years this year, and it looks like
January, February,
we're going to have another lockdown, you know, and schools will be closed then. So, I mean, look, we need every day in school as much as possible, you know. I mean, God knows my son tomorrow could come home and he might have been in close contact. He could miss 2 weeks of school. So we need every day possible that's going. And we're heading into January, February, and it's just not desirable to take any extra loo time.
Mara is a frontline, or just retired frontline worker. Daphne in Limerick. Daphne, you want the schools to close early.
Good afternoon, Joe. Yes. Well, as a grandparent who doesn't see her grandchildren very often, I suppose it's a selfish reason, but there might be, several grandparents around the country who would like to be able to see their grandkids at Christmas. And if the schools were able to close a week or two before Christmas would be great. I know two is pushing it, but just a few days.
And what difference does it? What difference does it make, Daphne?
Well, I just feel that they might be able to isolate, and then we would be able to come and see them. But as it stands now, with the mixing and doing,
But then, as Mara points out, you'd need to be off 2 weeks before Christmas.
Possibly, but it would make us feel slightly more comfortable if it was the week before Christmas.
Okay. Karen is a teacher. 51551 Washhands is our text number. Karen, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe.
You're also a member of the TUI.
I'm a member of the TUI, Joe, and I'm disgusted.
Why?
I'm disgusted at this because I wasn't consulted. They just came out with this. Normally we'd have a ballot or something on it. You know, it wasn't, none of us were consulted on it. And I want to be in school teaching. You know, we've missed so much time already. It's very difficult to make up the time. And the kids are happier in school, you know.
Yes.
We've got to make up for lost time.
But have you
everything.
Heard Michael Gillespie, the General Secretary of TUI, they're saying he's never seen staff and students as fatigued, anxious, tiredness, burnt out.
I'm not burnt out at all whatsoever. It's difficult wearing a mask every day and trying to talk through it. And your throat is getting hoarse and stuff. But we all have to make sacrifices. You know, it's our job. We're paid to do it.
And are you in school today, Karen?
I am in school today,
I know the whole, even the whole staff room environment is gone.
Managed,
I know it's terrible, but have you managed to have conversation with other teachers about this?
Yeah, they were all disgusted. Anyone I spoke to today, which was a few because we have to be in a bubble.
And were they all members of the TUI?
Most of them, yeah. The majority of our school are members of the TUI.
And you're saying the majority of the people you spoke to today, members of the TUI, are disgusted by the TUI's call for extra holidays at Christmas.
Yeah, absolutely. We're getting 2 weeks. You know, that's fine.
Okay, Ciarán Day is in Wicklow. Ciarán, your point, please. You're a student teacher.
How's it going, Joe? Yeah. Good, yeah. No, I just want to say, like, I agree with what Karen is saying there, but I just wanted to come on and say this. There's a narrative that I kind of want to dispel,
yeah,
that if this comes out, that there seems to be a growing narrative that people think, oh, teachers are looking for more because they're lazy, they want more work. Being a teacher is not an easy job. There's so much more work involved than people realise.
Well, I think anyone who has a student in school or has been a student knows how much there's a lot more work involved.
Yeah,
what's the narrative? Though, I'm baffled by this, Ciarán. What's the narrative?
Yeah, like, I've seen it on Facebook. I see it all over the place on social media, that when anything comes out with teachers that they were considering striking,
We left Facebook deal with that narrative. But yeah, Ciarán, this is not the narrative on Liveline. What do you think of Maura's point that of all people who need extra time off at Christmas, it's frontline workers, not teachers, who for various reasons have had a different timetable this year?
It's fair enough, John. Like, there's so many sectors that everyone says COVID is affecting everyone differently, and that's 100% true.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's this thing that the minute teachers come out, they're so vocal. Teachers are vocal.
Yeah, but hang on, Ciarán. The point is, the teachers have come out. It's not the nurses that have come out. It's not the Gardaí who have come out. It's not the firefighters who have come out. It's the teachers have come out and said, can we have extra days at Christmas on top of the time off we have already? That's the narrative. The TUI have issued a statement. They have put out spokespeople. Let's hear them again. Let's hear Michael Gillespie again. If you're in any doubt what they want.
Teachers and students, I've never seen them so fatigued and almost burnt out. There's a lot of tiredness, anxiety. And we're talking about Monday and Tuesday, which is really a day and a half in most schools. But the advantage would be that if they finished on the Friday, they'd have the choice of isolating then before the big day, which is the following week, Friday, Christmas Day.
So it's the TUI who started this discussion, Ciarán, no one else.
Joe,
yeah,
sorry, Joe.
Yeah, who's that?
Myra here from Kilkenny. Yeah, the issue isn't that teachers do a fantastic job. Yeah. We got through 2.5 months of lockdown and teachers took on extra practices and that's it. They've had 3 months to recuperate or 2 months to recuperate. They have the time. We just have to live in this environment for the next 12 months or so until everybody is safe. And no one's safe until everyone's safe. I have two colleagues that will never work again in healthcare. They're in their 40s, 50s. They will never work again because of long COVID, it's looking like. I mean, there's so much uncertainty going on, but I think it was very irresponsible of the TUI to come out and just shoot out today about a quarantine.
Ciarán, what do you think of that exact point that Maura is making?
About the TUI, Joe?
Yeah, coming out publicly like this instead of...
If they're a union, they should have consulted the members 100%. But there's obviously... They're not coming out as the big dogs at the top just saying it. They've obviously spoke to people.
Yeah, are you a member? No, you're a student teacher. Yeah. Are you a member of it?
It would be the one I'd be swaying towards, Joe, and not a member yet.
Okay.
But Joe, can I come in there? Joe?
Karen.
The majority of the members weren't consulted. It must be a small number. I don't know who was consulted, but nobody in my school was consulted.
Right. Okay.
Joe, can I just say something, Joe? This is Myra here.
Yeah.
I could nearly guarantee you now, out of the 120 there and my son's leaving start class, no one wants an extra day and a half off. No one. They're down to the wire now. They've lost out in class.
Why is Monday and Tuesday a day and a half? Why did he say it was a day and a half? It's 2 days, isn't it?
Or 2 days, 2 days, sorry.
No, he said it was a day and a half.
Yeah, you'd wonder.
I don't know. Maybe I don't know. It's a Christmas thing.
Also, Joe, the guy from the TUI, he hasn't been mandated by the students. I mean, and it's very irresponsible, and I'm sure Neffet would agree as well. I mean, telling people a kind of a quarantine, you know, 7 days, it's not enough. It's either 14 days or no. You know, my son has a granny as well in her 80s, but we go and we visit and it's from a distance and that's the way it's going to be at Christmas
Ray
as well.
Ray has contacted us, 1850 715 815. Your point, please, Ray.
Joe, yeah, I'm just endorsing what those other callers are ringing in about. I mean, first of all, I'm delighted that a teacher has actually come online to say that she hasn't heard anything about it and she disagrees with it. Like, my daughter is a frontline worker and she's...
Ray, are you on speakerphone?
No, I'm not.
Okay, we try and get a bit more clarity there. Just hold on a sec. Kathleen, you're a former teacher and you support this request.
I am, Joe. My three children are teachers. My son is a primary school teacher. My daughter is a primary school teacher. And my other daughter is a secondary school teacher. So I know exactly what the situation is in the schools at the moment. And each of them has to go into school every day with a mask on, which is okay. Mm-hmm. In the secondary school, the children in the classroom have to sit in their designated places, which is okay. They all have to have masks on. They have to wear their coats because they can't put on the heating. The windows have to be open all day. September, October, November, it's getting quite cold now. Now, imagine January, February and March. The windows will be open. The teachers have their coats on. They're wearing masks and visors. Their voices are raised all day. My children come home from school and they have sore throats. They're complaining of dry throats because they have to keep their teacher's voice and they have to keep it projected for the children to keep attention with the children all day. And they're not complaining. But my point is, I would absolutely love those young, and they're young. One is 25, one is 29, and one is 33. And my point is, they're young, they're strong, they're fit, they're dedicated. But I feel that teachers are taken for granted. I know frontline workers were, and if my child was a nurse, I'd be in there fighting for them. But there's very few people will come out and say those teachers who are in there day after day working behind a mask in front of a class of children who are young and vibrant and want to have a little bit of carry on.
But Kathleen, I take it, and the teacher unions in the country are without doubt the most powerful and organised and probably best unions in the country, the three main teacher unions, which is to their credit. So people are aware of the pressures and the visors and the hours and the breaks and all this carry on. But how does this speak to Maura's point that they're looking for more holidays at Christmas? Surely your argument is you should keep a week on standby for when it really gets cold in January and February.
Absolutely, and a week would be absolutely so welcome. But when you have a time,
so you want extra time at Christmas for second level teachers,
but
a week in January or February.
Just listen to me a minute,
and a midterm break.
Just listen to me a minute, Joe. When you have a curriculum, and especially in secondary school, when you're trying to keep within the curriculum because you know the time is tight, you're trying to keep the children's attention, and you're trying to keep the curriculum because you know how much has to be covered each week and each fortnight. You don't want a week in January. You don't want a week in... You're not looking for a week. What I'm saying is, if the schools close on the Friday, those teachers, and a lot of them working up in Kildare, where I live, live in Kerry, they live in Cork, they live in Galway, they come up from the country to work in the schools. And I'm saying, wouldn't it be lovely for them to be able to go home to their families and for the weekend, instead of having to wait around for the weekend, to go in on Monday, to be there for half a day on Tuesday. It's not that much. And I did hear a parent saying the pressure that's on
I presume Friday then.
Exams coming up.
Yeah, I understand that. But I presume that Friday would become a half day, would it?
Well, Joe, I wouldn't know because
Because on that logic, that Tuesday becomes a half day. Maura, what do you think of Kathleen's argument that it just makes good common sense?
I don't think there's any common sense in it at all. And I think it's a half-thought-out plan. And I think the guy from the TUI just jumped the gun. I would have been a former union rep myself, a voluntary, said the INO and all of that, and even SIP2 nursing. But I'm all for workers and workers' rights. But, I mean, we have to spread it across the board. It has to be practical. It has to be reasonable. And it looks like if we look at history and history of medicine and everything, I mean, it looks like we're in for a rough ride come January, February. And I think people are going to lose the run of themselves. They don't want to infect people. You know, just taking a week's quarantine, I think it's just sending out the wrong message. You know, and I think people, we're going to have windows open. We're going to have the heating down. Teachers are going to have to start wearing skins. They're behind a mask. A nurse in ICU is behind a mask for 12 hours, so she is. The teachers in the classroom are protected with a
prospect screen, you know. They've already, teachers are excellent. They're
absolutely
doing a great
not.
Job. My
absolutely
son, everything is so safe.
Not. No, no.
I'm just
no
talking person. About my experience. My son, I feel he's 100% safe, you know.
Well, we're all looking after our own, and I'm just saying teachers in general would absolutely appreciate that. Nurses, and I know they have so much to do, but the teachers have to use their voice from 9:30 in the morning until 4, and when they're on yard duty, they don't even get a break during the day. And their voices
excuse me, John. Excuse me.
Karen,
nurses are not getting away.
Karen is a teacher.
That they have to communicate with, and their throats are dry. They come home with no throat.
Yes,
my daughter has to go to a specialist next month with her throat because it's so sore.
Yeah. Karen, who is a teacher, and
yeah,
a member
well,
of the
I mean,
TUI.
Yeah, our throats are dry and they're sore. But I mean, that's a small. It's a small sacrifice, you know. Everybody is making sacrifices.
And in second level, where you're teaching, Karen, are the masks a pain?
Oh, they're desperate, Joe. I mean, they really are. I mean, it's hard to breathe, you know. It's very hard to breathe.
And what about the place, windows open and...
Yeah, the windows are... Well, I do that. Some teachers, you know, I mean, I have windows wide open. And I wear a coat and I allow the students wear a coat. They know what to do, like. And there's
and
no
there
big
any,
deal.
Is there any concessions made, Karen? Like, how long is the class? Is it 50 minutes?
40 minutes. 40. Or you could have a double class of 80 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, to be fair, Joe, there are concessions. I mean, if I have a double class, halfway through the class, I take the class out into the yard and I say, take off your masks, we'll have a break for 5 or 10 minutes.
Good stuff.
That's really good. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what I mean? It helps. I take them on a walk.
Karen,
having
listened to Kathleen and other people there supporting the teachers, what do you think now, Karen? Supporting the teachers' unions, but they're also supporting the
Joe,
teachers.
No, Joe. Children's education is extremely important.
Okay.
I've seen the devastation of the kids when they weren't in school, and I've seen how much they've gone behind. They really have gone behind in their work.
A day and a half. For heaven's sake, woman, cop on.
But there's nothing. A day and a half is nothing.
Cop on.
Sure. We get 2 weeks. It's enough. You know, it's plenty.
On.
We have to finish courses.
I'm under pressure.
I have leaving certificate students. And I want to finish the course and get revision done.
My daughter is teaching leaving cert students, and those leaving cert students are well able to work once they're given the work. I mean, really and truly, I think you're just on a hobby horse
here. Well, I'm in a desh school. I would argue I'm in a desh school.
Well, hang on, Kathleen, just... You can't turn the debate into telling Karen, who's a teacher in a second level school, who's opposing a statement by the general secretary of one of the unions, saying of her union, as it happens, saying we want extra time off at Christmas. She's given the argument. I argue with her, Kathleen, but don't tell her to cop on. And she's on a hobby horse.
You know,
she's neither.
Listen, I'm in a desh school, a disadvantaged school, and you know most of the time the kids only do their work in school. You know, they're disadvantaged, and unless they're there in front of you, they won't do the work online. They don't have computers or laptops. They work on their mobile phones, if they work at all for you. Like, it was terrible during lockdown, because there was only about a third of people working.
Dara Ferguson is on the line. Dara.
Hello.
Your point, please.
I just think the union is totally out of order making that statement. The teachers have been off from March to June through no fault of their own.
They said they were doing online stuff.
They were doing online stuff. Yeah. Now, I have a child in primary, I have 3 in secondary and 1 in college. And I have a leaving cert boy for next year, for 2021. He's now out. This is his 3rd week out. He's missed a week because he was queried and identified close contact, which he wasn't. He went back to school. And then this week, a few weeks later, he's out as an identified contact. He tested negative, but that's another 2 weeks he's lost. And nobody's telling that story that this is going on in schools as well.
Mm-hmm. And is it the timing of the teacher's announcement? Because
look, Joe, the teachers just have to put on their big girl pants, and they want to. I've just heard your other teacher on the line there. They want to work. And those... You know, the union to come out with a statement like that when there's medical staff, shopkeepers, everyone putting their backs out. You know, I was a boy in college as well, up there studying, hasn't had a day in college. He's working part-time in a shop. No problem for him to go in and do the masks. My other three children in secondary school go in with their masks on, extra masks if they're doing PE, and are getting on with it. They don't want to be at home.
Yeah, Teresa's on the line. Stay there, Rudy. I'll let you come back in now, Kathleen, in fairness. Teresa, your point, please.
Hello, Joe. Yeah. My daughter is a mechanic at a full-time job. She is a teacher.
Okay.
She treats it as a vocation. Yeah. She adores teaching.
Great.
But when she's not working full-time, she cannot get paid for Christmas holidays all summer. Even though she graded the leaving cert, it took her most of the summer to do that.
So if the teachers, teachers get extra time off at Christmas on top of the 2 weeks, you're saying she won't be paid?
No, my daughter won't be paid.
Well, that's
she
outrageous.
Doesn't be paid for holidays, Halloween, Easter, Christmas,
midterm,
summer.
Or whatever. Yeah,
and it's heartbreaking to watch her because she comes in the evening, she's exhausted. They have to wear masks. They care about the children. Yeah. They are teachers, and they take over the job of their mothers during those hours, as far as I'm concerned. But she comes in the evenings, and she's planning lessons for the next day.
Yeah.
So it is not an easy job, and they deserve every day off they get, if they're paid. So that's my problem, watching my daughter working without pay.
So on the one hand, you don't have an issue with the TUI leadership calling for extra days at Christmas?
Absolutely not.
You've an issue with the fact that...
I think the parents should now step up and mind them at home.
Yeah, but a lot of parents are working. And like the
they
school,
are.
School
That's
is
true.
School. That's true.
But okay. I do think the teachers work very hard.
Yeah,
and
indeed.
It is harder. I worked in an office. There's no comparison.
I know there isn't.
There's no comparison.
Peter Williams, 51551, my chance. Peter, good afternoon.
Joe, how are you doing? I'm just thinking that I'm listening to what the teachers are saying, and I appreciate that their job is difficult. Okay, but I'm a retired nurse, and I'm thinking that all the way through COVID, nurses have worked with patients who are. Sick with COVID, dying with COVID, worked personally, worked, physically close to them for unsociable hours with very few holidays, couldn't get childcare paid for when they were looking for it. There was a big deal about getting childcare for them. And 2 weeks holiday at Christmas is a pipe dream. There's absolutely no chance of getting it. Now, I don't know how you can possibly firstly compare that with teaching. And secondly, I cannot believe all the nurses, all people called for the nurses was clapping nurses at 8 o'clock in the evening.
Remember,
I don't
hear
the nurses looking for this. I think if anybody deserves longer breaks, it's the nurses, but they can't because someone has to be there all the time. They can't walk out for 2 weeks, 3 weeks at Christmas. And there are nurses who will never see them, whose family live down country, won't get to see them because they get 2 days off at Christmas, or they might work Christmas Day and Stevens Day.
Peter,
I just think that they just need to get real.
Well, Peter, this teacher union, the TUI, the leadership, have they not scored a point in terms of getting in before everyone else?
Possibly, but it does compare to it gives you an idea of when you're not comparing like with like. It gives you an idea of attitudes and expectations. The nurses aren't shouted because there's no expectations of this.
Do you think
a stronger union.
Now you've put another question into my head. Do you think, I want to go back to Karen and ask her this, because she is the teacher and a member of the TUI who does object to what the leadership are requesting. But
yeah.
Peter, do you think this will damage the image of teachers going forward, as they say, into the new year, when things, as a number of callers said, might get more difficult, even in terms of weather and ventilation and facilities in school? Do you think if teachers lose this one, but then look for extra time at another period, so to speak, people say, hang on, you cry wolf, you look for extra time at Christmas.
quite possibly, Joe. I mean, they do have a lot of the goodwill of people. I mean, I've no idea what I must be like as a teacher. It's a job I'd find extremely difficult myself. But at the same time, without sounding uncaring, I'm not even thinking about the effects it can have on them in the future, because I don't know, the nurses aren't even thinking that way, so that, I'm not even in that headspace.
Okay.
Of imagining how we'd be treated if we were to look for something like that, because we're simply not doing that.
Okay, let me bring, thanks, and what was your line, Peter? All the nurses got us clapping at 8 o'clock on a Thursday. Okay, Peter, thanks again. Thank you for your service. Claire, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe.
Thank you as well for your service, because you're a teacher, Claire, as well, like Karen.
Yes. Yeah,
what do you think of this call by the leadership of the TUI for extra days at Christmas?
Well, I'm not sure who was consulted, Joe, but in terms of like people on the TUI, but I'm actually kind of embarrassed about the idea that, as you say, and as your other callers have been saying, the teachers are getting tired with the same brush that, oh, you know, they have their midterms, and they have the summer holidays, and they have their Easter holidays. They already have the 2 weeks off. Look at them now, looking for more days. It's embarrassing for me as a teacher to think that I.
And are you a member of the union involved, the TUI?
Yeah.
Were you consulted in any shape or form?
I wasn't. Whether I missed something, some communication.
Well,
it is a very, very powerful group, right? And the reason that is being given is that, oh, teachers are fatigued, and fair enough, the children are fatigued, but the motion is coming from the TUI, it's not coming from the children. And like one of your other callers is saying as well about their son, I think it was, doing his leaving cert. I remember doing my leaving cert. As a student, actually, I'd be very stressed if, after having no choice but to have the 3 months online learning that they did have earlier in the year, that, oh, now we might get another day and a half off, and I'd say, what if the weather gets cold January, February, and oh, should we close for another week because it's painful? I mean, look at the frontline workers in our healthcare system. And then look at another very powerful lobbying or powerful union would be the Vintners Association, and those poor people haven't been able to work at all since March. And the teachers have been on getting paid. I have absolutely no
problem. Only thing, the teachers have a very powerful weapon. They can withdraw their labour. The vintners can't, because they're all invariably self-employed.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they're not
getting paid. What about the argument? I think Kathleen made it, in fairness, about sore throats and masks and...
Yeah, I mean, to me, that is a separate issue. Like, I know that teachers, as part of teacher training, we don't get taught on how to properly use their voices. My sister is actually a speech therapist, and that's why I know so much about it, because she did her thesis on, it was actually all about teachers, so she did workshops with teachers, she did one-to-one interviews, and the amount of teachers that have problems with nodes and their vocal cords, and just in general, the damage that has been done to their voices because they can't, or they haven't been taught how to project properly. And, there is a way that in the same way that an actor would be coached to be able to use their voice for a deaf full theatre. Teachers don't get that. That's why they have sore throats. Obviously, it's combined with them by the fact that they have to wear masks.
But anyway, as a member of the TUI, you're saying no to this request from the leadership.
I'm saying no.
Were you in terms of contact with other staff today, other members of the TUI, did you detect, was it a conversation point?
I haven't. To be honest, I haven't been in contact with enough people to be able to say that.
Okay, Kathleen, do you want to come in finally? I want to be fair to everybody.
Yeah, Joe. If you don't mind, Joe, I'd just like to ask you a quick question. Was there ever anybody who came on to argue one line and was convinced that the other argument was the correct one while on air?
Yeah, it's a...
I'm taking their points, and I actually agree with them.
Yeah.
Totally. I agree with them. I'm just looking at it from the point of view of the day and a half would give them the weekend, and to be honest with you, it would be a lovely gesture to teachers in general, but I can see where parents are coming from.
Okay, Kathleen, that's very
thank
fair.
Thank you, Joe.
Thanks.
And I'd like to apologise for telling that other teacher to cop on. I'm very sorry.
Kathleen, would you please do not feel that way. I was trying to direct the conversation back to the point, but you've displayed in those last two points you've just made, Kathleen, how generous and gracious you are and fair you are. And you've obviously raised with your partner, whatever, you've raised three magnificent young people who are teachers. So thank you for that, and thank you,
and so them much,
for
so.
Their service, Kathleen. You mind yourself, and you're God very bless. Welcome anytime. Karen, Peter, and Claire, 51551, wash your hands.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.